Now, I do have to ask, where is the apology for Dr. Joe Matthews? He is the former chief of psychiatry at the VA Healthcare Center here in St. Louis, who was on Capitol Hill last night to testify to a congressional committee about what happened to him when he blew the whistle on some bad things that were going on at this VA health center. He reported that psychiatrists there were seeing patients for fewer than 4 hours a day. And I want to play for you a little piece of his testimony in which he talks about how the fact that doctors were acting like they worked full time and being paid for working full time, but only worked half the time, caused problems for patients.
I had made it a point that I review every veteran complaint, and the majority of the veteran complaints I had to do with their inability to obtain care at a reasonable time, the long wait times, having difficulty even contacting the clinic to schedule an appointment. So I started out with a very simple question as to how busy are we really at the outpatient clinic. And the answer I got was not very good. I got the answer that I verified that the psychiatrists were only spending approximately 3.5 hours in direct patient care. I could not account for the rest of their time.
That's Dr. Joe Matthews, who, again, was the chief of psychiatry at the St. Louis VA Healthcare Center. Now, why is psychiatry so important? Well, particularly for veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, as with previous wars, but even more so because there were so many involved in this one over the course of now 13 years. A lot of these men and women are coming home with traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, all sorts of stuff that has screwed up that gray matter between their ears. And in many cases, even if they didn't have PTSD or TBI or related mental health issues, the fact that they had to be reintroduced to society, living a normal life here in the U.S. with their family or kids or whoever, after serving in Iraq and or Afghanistan, and many of them not just on one tour, but on two, three, or four, or more tours. That's a tough task, and you need to have your psychiatrist working with these people all day, every day. Not one individual worked with all day, every day, but the large number of people who needed their care. And here, Dr. Matthews had discovered that many of the psychiatrists weren't doing that. He said, as it, quote, it was if there was an agreement amongst all the clinic employees to only work for less than half the time they're paid to work, unquote. He says even paperwork was designed to support the idea that everyone was productive. He told the congressional committee last night that after he raised these and other issues with superiors, he was told there was a mutiny against him, and he was put under investigation for creating a hostile work environment. He also testified that even last month, all that other stuff was quite a while ago, but even last month, he discovered false data being entered into the medical records of veterans. Now, I know that we have families of some of these veterans who listen to the Big 550 KTRS and may not have even known about this if Dr. Matthews hadn't blown the whistle. This guy should be treated as a hero. But when he reported it to Sloan Gibson, who is the acting secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, who is the person who's temporarily in charge of that department until we get a replacement, a full-time, permanent replacement for Eric Shinseki, who resigned over this VA scandal last month after 5 years in the post. Even though Dr. Matthews went to the guy at the top of the ladder, he was reprimanded by his superiors because he had not followed the organization's chain of command. Well, that chain of command had not been working, and he had suffered retaliation from his superiors after reporting that these psychiatrists at this outpatient facility were not doing their jobs full time. And he said last night that that caused problems for veterans.
I discovered that the physician time was not being utilized properly. There was long wait times, and one of the metrics that's very important, is especially in mental health, is engagement in care, or the dropout rate. And what I found was there were 60% of the veterans were not coming back for their visits in the outpatient setting. So there was 60% attrition rate.
You have people who need help, who can't get help, and then are so frustrated they don't come back at all. That doesn't mean their problems went away. They still had the problems, but they didn't have the people to help them. Dr. Matthew says that after pointing out problems in the system, including these long wait times and the discovery that the doctors were working fewer hours than documented, he was put under an administrative investigation.
Shortly after I made these disclosures, including two avoidable deaths that I wanted root cause analysis on and an inpatient suicide attempt, while the Joint Commission was reviewing our hospital, which was completely covered up. And, you know, I did not go along with that. So very shortly, I was put on detail. I was told that there would be an administrative investigation and that I was put to compensation and pension, doing compensation and pension evaluations. Now, I took this job also, you know, it was dealing with veterans. I'd filed the complaint with OSC, and while they were processing my complaints, I took this very seriously to evaluate the veterans for whether they had compensable mental disorders related to their service. And what I found again here was that in many instances, the veteran was not even heard properly. You know, I had doubts whether the prior evaluation report was the same veteran or not. And this was a serious concern, so I actually started to look at their IDs again to make sure that this was not some other person. And the problem here was that the veteran did not have enough time to explain their situation. It was a hurried conveyor belt-like system where I was specifically told that I was spending too much time with the veteran, that I should hurry up and see the veteran and just check a few boxes in my evaluation.
As Dr. Joes Matthews, who, you know, you listen to him and you wonder, how long is this broken system going to be allowed to continue to be broken? When the people inside the system are revealing the problems with the system to their superiors, and they are the ones who are being investigated, they are the ones whose information is then being suppressed. All the while, veterans are not getting the care that they need. This is a scandal of epic proportions, and it is not something that is new. It is not even something that is new to only the Obama administration. It went on in the Bush administration, and before that, in the Clinton administration, and back to Bush 41 and Reagan, and on and on and on. Veterans have been getting the short end of the stick. We tell Americans, support the troops. We really only mean that when they're going out to war, not when they come home, to our national shame.